This is the Money Talks podcast with Michael Campbell.
You've seen and heard a lot in the last while about the Amazon fires. Canada's pledged $15 million of your tax dollars to fight them. I mean, after all, we're told that the Amazon produces 20% of the world's oxygen. Come on, you've heard that. Literally, that's been repeated hundreds of millions of times on Twitter, hundreds of millions more on Facebook and other social media sites. Talking heads in the media, celebrities, they all repeat it. But here's the thing, it is not true, it's false. Now, I know you've seen a lot of pictures, but virtually all of them are doctored, they're phonied up, they're from different times. Now, I find it amazing that the climate alarmists say, hey, listen to the scientists. But they clearly don't want to listen to any scientist that doesn't suit their agenda. In fact, they work hard to gag them and demand they lose their jobs if they question the alarmist dogma. Yavinder Mathi is a professor of ecosystem science at the University of Oxford. Now, I get that's no Leonardo DiCaprio, and I have no idea what socks he's wearing, but he's also the founding director, Oxford Center for Tropical Forests. He's program leader in the ecosystems research at the Environmental Change Institute. He's senior fellow, research fellow at the Institute of the Environment, University of California at LA. Now, he has more credentials, but you get the point. The statement that the Amazon provides 20% of the world's oxygen is, in his words, incorrect, based on a partial understanding of how ecosystems function. Now, he's being generous when he says partial understanding because it belies even an elementary understanding. Plants, the microbes that break down the dead leaves and wood, all consume oxygen. The Amazon consumes oxygen at night. The bottom line, as Professor Malhi writes, is in quotes, the net contribution of the Amazon ecosystem, not just the plants alone, to the world's oxygen is effectively zero. Now, I appreciate the diehard fans of Madonna or the Environment Minister Catherine McKenna or Jaden Smith won't like it, but I'll finish with the words of Dr. Daniel Nepstead. He's the president and founder of the Earth Innovation Institute, who has worked in the Amazon for over 30 years. Says the 20% claim, the lungs of the earth claim, is, in his words, BS. By the way, he didn't use that abbreviation. In quotes, there's no science behind that. The Amazon produces a lot of oxygen, but it uses the same amount of oxygen through respiration, so it's a wash. Well, maybe Leonardo and Environment Minister McKenna missed that day in grade 4 when they talked about photosynthesis. My name is Mike Campbell. Join me Saturday for Money Talks.
Subscribe to the Money Talks with Michael Campbell podcast for free at Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or anywhere you get your on-demand audio. For the complete show, daily podcasts, and more.